In Russia, the land of Swan Lake, audiences are enjoying something different, American-style musicals. Foreign productions such as Chicago and 42nd Street have played to big audiences this year, and homegrown musicals also are catching on, including some based on Russian literary masterpieces, NPR's Lawrence Sheets reports.
Stage adaptations of Anna Karenina have been a staple in Russian theaters for years. But here at St. Petersburg's Rimsky-Korsakov Theater of Opera and Ballet, the Tolstoyan tragedy of illicit love is now a musical. The performance is wall-to-wall music, in fact, with no break for straight dialogue. Some think that makes it more like opera, but producer Irina Taimanova explains the difference.
Почему не опера, говорю я как режиссер.
This is not an opera, because dramatic choreography plays an enormous role here.
The choreography is elaborate. During a ballroom scene where the love affair between the beautiful Anna and her lover Count Vronsky begins to blossom, dozens of performers dance wildly back and forth across the stage. Opera singer Alla Markovich, who's playing the role of Kitty Shcherbatskaya, notes she's performing with a microphone for the first time.
When you have a microphone, you are less tied to the conductor and the orchestra. It gives you much more flexibility and possibility for movement.
Composer Vladislav Uspensky created this version of Anna Karenina. He says the musical genre is in some ways more democratic than classic opera. We've proven we can make musical dramas out of Russian classics, which are more accessible to the average listener, Uspensky says. 26-year-old Alyona Smirnova agrees. She's seeing a musical for the first time. The performance leaves a really strong impression, Alyona says. I always wanted to read Anna Karenina, and now I'll be able to understand it better. This is not the only classic being adapted to a musical form. Another Russian company has begun staging a musical version of Vladimir Nabokov's Lolita. Not everyone likes the trend. Performing arts critic Vladimir Dudin says he doubts Lev Tolstoy would approve of his masterpiece being adapted to this lighter form.
I think there will be supporters and opponents of it. Purists find it unpleasant to see grand works through such a light genre.
Indeed, the production's simple stage set and props sometimes have a difficult time conveying key aspects of the story, like the legendary final scene in which a broken-hearted Anna Karenina throws herself in front of an oncoming train. Anna rushes off stage to a whooshing sound, and without having read the novel, it's difficult to tell exactly what is going on. But Arkady Ivanenko, a ballet dancer who's on hand, says musicals are in Russia to stay. He says they pose no danger to classic Russian ballets and operas, despite the objections of those who see musicals as an inferior cultural import from the West.
This is a new genre for Russia, but the entire world culture was influenced by Russian literature. And this is part of the colossal interconnection between the art forms of the world.
Ivanenko says when it comes to the performing arts, there is no East or West. The winds of culture, he says, blow in both directions. Lawrence Sheets, NPR News, St. Petersburg, Russia.